do feel more in your rhythm today and back?
Yeah, actually, I felt good today. My foot felt pretty good doing warm-ups. It wasn't giving me a lot of pain like you usually do. And Brady came and found me early and often. And I got into a good little rhythm today and just played good. Us as an offense played good today.
On that 48-yard pass, did it seem like the ball was up in the air forever?
Man, it felt like I was catching a punt. In those situations, it's hard for you to have to take you off the ball to see where the DB was at. But I was like, man, just ball. I was just talking to myself, ball. But it was just taking forever to come down, man.
How important are those early touches in terms of just building confidence and getting into the flow quickly?
I think it's very important for every guy on this team. You know, we got so many guys that can make plays. So the sooner we get the ball in these guys' hands, they can start get their confidence rolling, get into the rhythm of the game, get hit, get up, and just keep rolling. So I feel like we play better, especially when we spread the ball early.
You beat yourself up pretty good after that first game. Can you allow yourself at least 24 hours to feel good about a performance like today?
Yeah, you can, but you know, a good day right here, it was good, but it don't mean nothing. Next week I go out there and play bad, so I gotta start putting together good games back to back so I can help this offense win games.
As a team, was it hard to find rhythm? It seemed like you guys were like roller coastering through it.
Man, we Bill preached all week about turnovers. These guys, they one of the best teams in the league. They're stripping the ball, and we let two get away from us in the first half. Well, I think two in the first quarter probably. Yeah, we let two get away from us, and I know Bill's going to eat us up about that, but we just kept getting our own way. Those guys are pretty good, but we felt like we had good drives going, making plays, but we just kept turning the ball over and getting penalties and getting our way in the first half.
You guys were able to fight through a difficult situation along the offensive line. They were doing some mixing and matching and then seeing Deion go down. To be able to respond like that must be gratifying.
That's what Bill always preached. Next guy got to be ready. You know, Seabass went out, you know, and next guy stepped in. Moved Cam over to the left, and he played a solid game. Moved Stark out to the right tackle, and he played solid. And when Deion got injured, Brandon Bolden came in, and LG kept running the ball hard. But we always preach, next guy, stay ready, because you never know when it's going to be your time to get up and play.
How hard was it to see Deion go down like that?
Man, it's hard, man, because when you think about what we've been doing these first eight games, man, Deion has been the biggest part of that. You know, him catching the ball out the backfield, getting on linebackers, making guys miss in space, he's been a big part of that. We hopefully he healed up quick.